I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When healthy, is Russell still your QB1?
I'm not going to soothe you with hypothetical scenarios. It is my general practice to not. You guys that know me know I do not. So why start today? Because it's the quarterback position or because it's a national story. I am unmoved by some of those narratives, to be quite honest with you. We got an approach to business. I always stand in front of you guys when people are somewhat limited. I say we'll push through our work week. We'll let their participation be our guide in terms of whether we include them and then the quality of that participation. This scenario is no different for me. Respectfully, I understand that you have to ask that question, but it doesn't mean that we need to change our position or do things that are abnormal in the effort to answer it. We're just simply going to proceed with what we normally do. Our energies are and attention are on those that are available and are scheduled to play. They are deserving of that. When those that are not are healthy, we'll ponder it at that time.
You could whisper sweet nothings or you could soothe with hypotheticals. Mike Tomlin with a nice back and forth there with Pat McAfee and 93.7 The Fan Steelers insider Mark Caballi. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Doran, Mike Tomlin easily could have said, Russ is our guy when healthy. He could have done what he did all offseason. Russ is in pole position. They named Russ the starter. He was planning on playing him against Atlanta. Then he gets hurt. You have to play Fields. Clearly, Russ not up to 100%. Not going to be practicing today. But if you're Mike Tomlin, you easily could have said, yeah, when he's healthy, Russ is our guy. Two opportunities to do that, and he didn't. So, where are we on quarterback now?
I think that the Steelers are extremely happy with their situation and what the in how it started and their thought process of getting both guys in the offseason and them knowing that this was a possibility at some point and knowing that, you know, if we have the guy that is the younger guy that could possibly be our quarterback of the future, how are we going to get the true evaluation of him to know that? How are we going to know that he could be that guy for the years to come? And can we manufacture it? Well, maybe we could give him some reps with the ones, but we still have Russell Wilson, who we want to be our starting quarterback. Russell Wilson gets hurt in training camp. Oh, here we go. We're going to get our true evaluation. Russell Wilson still dinged up, gets hurt again. It's a little tightness. Oh, we're really going to get a true evaluation because he's going to be able, Justin Fields is going to be able to start a game. They are extremely, extremely happy that Justin Fields not only got the evaluation, got the reps with the ones throughout training camp, got a start underneath his belt, but showed them that he can start another week and possibly start as many games as they need him to. I think that they got their answers, at least initially, on a lot of boxes that needed checked about Justin Fields. And if you heard Mike Tomlin talk about it, he said, like, in-game. I don't know if we're going to play the clip. He might play the clip later. But he said, like, in-game, that's the first time in a real game setting, I got to be around Justin Fields. And yeah. He's like, man, like, he was like, that was good.
Mike Tomlin does not like to play young guys when they don't have a lot of practice experience. And I think Justin Fields is kind of an older young guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is year number four for him in the National Football League.
He has a lot of reps.
He's got a lot of reps under his belt, but not a ton of reps under his belt with the Pittsburgh Steelers, only in training camp practice. And then really, he's been the backup quarterback since then and hasn't been getting a ton of reps in practice. So Mike Tomlin, a guy who doesn't like players who are unfamiliar with this place to play when they have limited work week experience, he has to be impressed with what what Justin Fields did on Sunday. And he said so much during the press conference. I think they're doing exactly what I said they should have done, Doran. I think Tomlin probably listens to the show more for you than for me. I think Tomlin's listening, man. Not really. But he did exactly, or they're going to do exactly what I kind of laid out on Monday. Milk the Russell Wilson injury. Yeah. Get one more look at Justin Fields. If he blows you away, keep giving Justin Fields a look. If he goes out there and doesn't play well in Denver, it's the easiest thing in the world now to go back to Russell Wilson. And I had said for the entire offseason, basically, you have to start with Russ, because if you bench Russ, you can't go back to Russ. Well, the injury, excuse, reason, whatever you want to call it, allows for the opportunity to toggle back and forth. If you went back to Russell Wilson this week, unless he were to get hurt again, I don't think you can bench Russell Wilson at any point. So This makes a ton of sense to me. And I think it is also a legitimate thing.
You're right.
They don't think Russ could practice today.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to prepare a quarterback. So you're going to have to operate under the idea of Justin Fields being the guy. It all actually makes a ton of sense to me. And it also makes sense to me, Doran, why Tomlin did not say that Russell Wilson is the guy when healthy. A lot has been made of this, and I totally understand it. Of course, you get opportunities to address something head on and you don't. That means something. It's worth dissection. Frogs, horror movies, things of that nature. I don't know how it would benefit Mike Tomlin or the Steelers to say when Russ is healthy, he's our guy. Because what if Justin Fields goes out and throws 4 touchdowns?
Exactly.
It's happened before.
Leave the door open.
Yeah.
You leave the door open.
He could go out and throw for 200, 2 touchdowns, and rush for 90. He's done it before in his career. He's received MVP votes. He's put up big-time stat lines. Difference is Chicago not that good. You put up a big-time stat line on Sunday, you're beating Denver. And then if you had already said Russ is our guy when healthy, no one's going to believe he's not healthy for the third game. So it doesn't benefit Mike Tomlin. It doesn't benefit the Steelers to marry yourself to anything at this particular point.
And you also want to protect Russ. Like, you also want to make sure that he is 100% healthy, because if you go into a situation where you're like, if Russ is healthy and not used 100%, but if he's healthy enough to play and then you play him, and then say, God willing, that it doesn't happen, he pops his Achilles, he pops his calf, and he's out for the season, then where are you at? Okay, like you have, okay, Justin Fields, a great situation, but then where are you at after that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're in a really tough situation. I know Kyle Allen has played a lot in the league and everything. We saw him in preseason, but that's not the situation you want to be in with Kyle Allen being your second string quarterback whenever you're only 2 games in of the season. So you have to be ultra cautious in so many ways with this situation. And I think the number one, and I hear everything you're saying, is making sure that Russ is 100% healthy, not 99, 100, because if he does something and it does pop, you're reevaluating everything of this season.
He is 36.
Yeah.
Rodgers' Achilles went pop last year. He barely played in that Jets game. Thing goes. Calf injury for Joe Burrow a couple years ago. That thing stuck with him the entirety of the season. These things are tricky for young men. These things are absolutely tricky for the elder statesmen in the NFL, like Russell Wilson. And something else you said there that I hadn't really thought about, that whole back and forth with Kabbali. If Russ is healthy, is he your starter? If you say yes, then the guy that is probably going to start for you this week in Denver, Justin Fields, is probably going to feel a little slighted.
Yeah.
Like, man, I just won you guys a football game. I'm going to go out there and play again. And no matter what I do, you're not going to have me be the starting quarterback. I think you want to kind of dangle that carrot in front of Justin Fields. Not to say that Justin's paying attention to the press clippings or anything like that, but you never know. So, Tomlin, why not put a public facing statement out saying, not saying anything? Like, don't say Russ is our guy when he's healthy, and then have Justin Fields go, oh man, like, I'm going to go out there this weekend, I'm going to lay it all out there, and then I'm just going to get put on the back burner again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to put that out in the universe Justin Fields.
As a player, too, you're watching. Like, I mean, your teammates, and even if you're competing at a position with a guy and you know that that guy is maybe not healthy, like, I mean, I know I was watching. I'm like, okay, how many reps am I going to get? Is this guy, what time is he in the training room? What type of rehab is he doing? I know Justin Fields knows how healthy Russ really is. So in his mind, it's like, okay, like, he's 87% healthy. Yeah, I better get my, you know what, together, because I'm going to be starting in this game. I'm going to be getting most of the reps throughout the week. I'm probably going to be the guy. Even if Mike Tomlin says or doesn't say, you could tell as a player if another guy is going to play or not. You could tell.
Yeah, he's going to know he and Russ are going to know before probably anybody else in the offense. The team's going to know who's going to play.
Yeah, they know. They know right now.
Right.
It's not going to heal in 3 days.
Right. They took such care of him throughout training camp. I don't see what the difference would be right now, especially when, small as the chance could be, you've got an opportunity to look at a potential franchise quarterback who's young. Why not protect Russell Wilson the best you can while taking an extra look at a guy who, if you had to bet on one to be the future, you're obviously betting on Justin Fields. I'm really happy that this has gone down this way. Question is, how's Russ feel about all this? Because Adam Schefter puts out there this weekend, Russ was pushing to play. Mike Tomlin was asked whose decision it was for Russ to go out on the field and warm up before the Atlanta game.
You mentioned that Russ was the one who told him he was going to get the start. Was that something Russ wanted to do or you wanted to do?
I'm not overly concerned about all that little cute minutia, to be quite honest with you, as long as the information gets passed and we ready ourselves for the work.
I'm wondering, Doran, if Russell Wilson or his camp says to Schefter, hey, he's pushing to play in Atlanta, knowing he wasn't going to play in Atlanta, but making it darn sure he's going to play and be ready to go in that Broncos game.
Mm.
A game that I'm sure he is salivating, thinking about, that he's probably dreamt about, that he probably knows exactly what he's going to say if and when the Steelers win, if he's on the football field. I think it goes out there to Schefter. Schefter, I'm pushing to play. Schefter reports, Russ Wilson's pushing to play. Well, if you're pushing to play in week one, then serves to reason you'll be ready to go for week two. And now you kind of put the onus back on the Steelers. Hey, Russ is probably going to be healthy. Who are they going with? And you sort of shift the narrative. I kind of think that's what happened there with Russ. Because I don't know who else is telling Adam Schefter that he was pushing to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, did Adam Schefter just see Russ warming up? Or did somebody just see Russ warming up and thinking that he's pushing to play? Like that situation?
Yeah, I think it came from Russ was making a verbal push to play.
Verbal push to play.
Like, hey, Mike.
Or he could be,
I want to play. Put me in, coach.
Or he could be so savvy that he's like, I'm not going to be like Kenny Pickett maybe last year and like have a situation like that.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that.
And I mean, Russ is savvy. He's like, hey, no, I want to play.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. Man, that's a great point. Hey, everybody, Kenny Pickett did not want to be the emergency quarterback last year. Look at me. I'm wearing more pads than normal.
Yes,
I'm emergency quarterback. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take out Kyle Allen's legs myself and get in there.
I could see him doing that.
I like your theory, I think, better than my theory.
I think he's like, I'm not that guy. I know what happened last year, but I want to play. I want to be here. I want to be the starter, so I'm going to show. I'm going to go out there early and walk around with the football and throw it to myself to show to everybody I want to be here.
Yeah, I like that, man. That is a good theory. And I also think that that was not a sanctioned warm-up by Russ, like a team-sanctioned thing.
No, it wasn't.
Not that they're going to hold him back because there's no doctors around.
No, that was a Russ thing.
Yeah.
And that's probably something he does every game regardless, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to go out in the field and I'm going to show my face. I mean, Russ is almost a politician. I'm going to show my face and make it look like I'm going to play because I, in my mind, want to play. But
you know what he should have done? I mean, I don't know what the status of his calf is, and I think my Achilles is going to pop at any moment now. It's a very weird anxiety I'm having. He should have been rolling out. He should have been running around. He should have been cutting. You really want to play? Go out there and show him exactly what you could do.
Well, he's probably advised not to do that.
Yeah, he should probably. Really should.
And then if he did popped it then, that'd be really good.
Imagine if he's just laying there on the Atlanta turf.
And it's, I mean, nobody ESPN around. ESPN is just zoomed on him. Like, I mean, it's not funny, but.
No, it kind of is. Yeah. I mean, you don't knock on
Russell Wilson injures calf.
Where are the doctors? We've got 5 drones and 7 camera guys around. Somebody cart Russ off the field. Texter, Crowley, they didn't take care of Russ in training camp. They literally got him hurt the first day by having him push a blocking sled. Yeah, that was dumb. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
At about 7 o'clock, we should get into that. Because I think that that may have cost Russ Wilson his last best chance to start in the NFL. A blocking sled. What I meant by that was once he got hurt, they really took it easy on him in camp to make sure that he could get back up to speed. Tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Key and Peters Township. Visit them at South HillsKia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mike Tomlin, buying the Justin Fields experience, what did he have to say about Justin? We'll let you hear it. We'll react.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we come back.
I thought he settled in as the game progressed. I thought he had clear eyes in weighty moments. I thought he was a good communicator in some of those moments where we had some discussions. We had a big third down play late in the game, 3rd and 7. We had a timeout. We came to the sideline. We talked about leaving the ball in his hands. We bounced around some suggestions. He was a major component of that discussion. We went out. We left the ball in his hands. We had a designed quarterback run. He moved the chains in those circumstances. It was a lot of good. It's just good to be in a stadium with a guy. You're speculating until you are, and I just know a heck of a lot more about him because of that experience, and I'm sure he knows more about himself in this environment and us, and so it's just really good things to build upon.
I hope that means that if Fields gets the start this weekend, and I think he will get the start this weekend, that they allow him to even be more of himself. Like, Mike Tomlin believes in the in-stadium work, and he showed a lot of good things during training camp. He had some good, some bad in the preseason. That he leads 6 scoring drives and wins a game on the road in Atlanta. I would hope that this week, with Justin Fields, it's all systems go. And we did see them thoughtfully attack downfield, as Mike Tomlin says, thoughtfully rhythmic when they wanted to take those shots. I'd like to see even more of that. I'd like to see more over the middle stuff. I'm not saying risk turnover and throw the game away, but I think this is a game, even though it's the NFL and it is on the road, where you can be a little bit more aggressive because you can probably afford to make a mistake or two and still beat the snot out of a rookie quarterback in game number 2 of his career.
Mike Tomlin's a big prove it guy, especially in practice and especially, like you said, in games. Prove that you can be a starter or prove that you can warrant more time. I mean, look at Jaylen Warren. I think that he proved his whole entire way up until his role right now with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin was never a two-back guy. And Jaylen Warren was like, hey, or Mike Tomlin was like, hey, tell me differently. Show me different. Now, I'm willing to change because I want to win, but show me that you can do this. And I think that Justin Fields on Sunday did that for Mike Tomlin, that part of it, the prove it part. I think now it's up to Arthur Smith to embrace and to put more on Justin Fields' plate. I think that Arthur Smith was encouraged by Justin Fields, but I think that now, I think ultimately it is Arthur Smith's decision about this situation, about not maybe picking who's going to start in between Russ and Justin, but whoever starts, and if it is Justin, all right, like I gave you a little snack last week. I'm going to give you a dinner now. I'm going to give you something to eat.
A little filet mignon.
I do believe that that decision is going to be up to Arthur Smith, and I think that Arthur Smith was encouraged by what he saw and will give him more.
Weirdly, I think the same way. And I think Mike Tomlin clearly has shown that when he does not have a franchise quarterback, he is conservative by nature. There's no doubt about that. Kenny, don't screw it up. Mitch, don't screw it up. Rudolph, don't screw it up. At the end of Ben's career, basically, they weren't having him throw over the middle of the field. Ben, you're old. Don't screw it up. But we saw, and I've brought this up a number of times now, at the end of the first half, the last 3 years, I think they kneel on that football.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they go down the field and they try to get points. I don't think that happens before. I think if it's Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, or maybe Ben, it would have been different. And I think it was different. You would let him call hurry-up stuff at the end of game, end of halves. But the most recent 3 quarterbacks, you're saying, okay, we're down 10-6. We don't want to fall behind 17-6. We don't want to do something stupid here, fall behind 13-6.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, let's go down and try to get some points and make it a 1-point game. And I think it's because Mike Tomlin, he could not have had a ton of faith in Justin Fields coming into this game. But I think it's that he had the faith in Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Arthur, you're going to call the right stuff. You're not going to let us screw it up, but you're going to give us an opportunity to go down there and get points. That would not have happened the last couple of years with Matt Canada, I don't think. So that gives me some faith, some hope that they're going to try to push the envelope a little bit. Maybe not in the Denver game. Maybe not. Because you could just go out there and not screw it up, and you think Bo Nix probably will screw it up. But it gives me faith that this is a team that's not just going to be a conservative, let's kneel on this thing, let's run this thing, let's not take shots down the field. Because you need to be a team that can put the ball in the end zone to win, ultimately, the big prize here.
Well, I think it's going to organically happen in this game if it is Justin Fields, because there's one reason. He's going to have a full week of practice. You know, you're just organically going to put in more for him.
Sure.
Because he has more time to prepare, right? I mean, he was only on one day, a day and a half maybe, of preparation, yeah, of being the starter. So, like, you're scrambling. Like, you have your plays for Justin Fields, but now whenever he's the guy, it's like, okay, what does he really do well, and how can we execute with him behind the center at the quarterback position with this offense in about 24 hours?
Yeah.
But now you got a whole week. They're already prepared to make sure that he gets the one reps, even if, you know, Russell is healthy today and he gets some reps. Justin Fields is going to get the bulk of them. So it's almost organically going to happen that they kind of put more on his plate.
I think that's the thing a lot of people, when they evaluated Fields, like a lot of our listeners, a lot of the people I see on social media, the text line, our callers, they didn't really think about how little Justin Fields did during the week up until, okay, now you're in.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this before. You know way better than anybody. Second quarterbacks don't do jack.
Nothing.
They do nothing.
They get, like, maybe two plays a period.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And the third guy, forget about it. They don't do anything. So, for them to allow, and we're watching the highlights are on ESPN right now, for them to allow Justin Fields and call plays for Justin Fields to take multiple deep shots down the field in a game that the entire time was touch and go, and he had like a walkthrough practice, that does make you think there will be more,
mm-hmm,
whenever he's got the full week. And Tomlin already said Russ is not going to practice in full today. He's going to be limited. So best case, he's going to be your one for the next two practices after this one. I just don't think you're going to see him this week.
No.
And that means Fields he's going to have every opportunity here to take this thing. And he didn't have that opportunity last week, even despite getting a chance to play. Texter, you're missing the point, Crowley. Tomlin is the problem. Doesn't matter who the quarterback or OC is. Tomlin is still going to be conservative overwhelmingly. So we'll see. I think we've made a bunch of great points here telling you how it looked different this week with a guy who practiced one time in a walkthrough. So, okay, we'll find out. Educated guess here is they're going to be more aggressive than they've been these last few years. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they're going to be one of the more aggressive teams in the NFL, but they also, with Justin Fields, went for it on a 4th-and-1,
right,
to go try to win the game. Like, when I didn't think it made sense to do that. Why do you do it? A, you do believe in your defense, but you got to believe in your quarterback, too.
Yes.
And they did. Didn't work out, but that's another example of aggression. All right, coming up next, how pissed is Russ? He got to be pissed. This is his game. He's probably had this thing circled on a calendar since the second he signed in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that.
Russ, he feels better today than he did over the weekend. What that means, I don't know as we sit here today. I know that we're going to take the same approach that we take with a lot of people in terms of injury. We'll first start with his participation and his level of participation, his quality of participation. Over the course of the week, we'll be analyzing whether he's capable of protecting himself, whether he's capable of being productive. When we get to those points, that's when we'll ponder his inclusion or not. And when that happens, we'll probably be a component of that equation. But as I sit here today, we're preparing as if Justin is going to be our quarterback. I think that's the appropriate way to do it.
I do think that is the appropriate way to do it. And look no further, Doran, than Atlanta on Sunday. I can't believe this is the case, and it didn't really smack me in the face watching the game live. But then I saw, clearly, Kirk Cousins was worried about his plant leg.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't move around. He's not a great mover. He didn't move around at all in the game. They didn't take a single snap under center.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
All pistol, all shotgun. They didn't run with a Zach Robinson offense, which comes from the Sean McVay tree, a single play action pass the entire game. Not one. So they didn't want to move Kirk Cousins around at all. And you see what happens when your quarterback has no mobility.
Right.
Russell Wilson needs to be mobile to play well. Not mobile like Fields, but move around in the pocket. He's a tiny guy. He's a short guy. He got to be able to see. You got to be able to move. If he can't move, then yeah, you got to go with Justin Fields, in my opinion. And I think that's exactly what's going on here. Not to mention, you want your starter to get as much work during the week as possible. And already we know, because he's not going to practice in full today, Russell Wilson's not going to be able to get those reps.
Well, how many reps has the at least one unit of the Pittsburgh Steelers gotten with Russell Wilson? So, like, now, if he's going to be limited today and he's only probably going to do individual drills and maybe a little bit of 7-on-7 where he's just standing there throwing the ball, like, how many reps are they going to get throughout the week for real? And they already don't even have that many as it is.
Right.
Again, you really want to put your offensive line that's younger, that is dealing with injuries, in that situation? Do you want to put a guy like George Pickens, where you saw that they have a legit connection with him and Justin Fields, in that situation? I don't know. Like, I think that you take as much time as possible with Russ. Make sure he is 100%.
Yep, and I think it's twofold. A, you want to protect Russell Wilson and not have this thing become a season ender or something that lingers all season. It might anyway linger all season, but you want to guard against that as much as possible. And then, yeah, you're going to take a second look at Justin Fields, who you just went on the road and won a football game. Imagine they start the season 2-0, get two road games out of the way.
Crazy. That's good. I mean, so
that's perfect, man. Mm-hmm. You start with two road wins, and then you got more home games down the stretch. All of a sudden, the back half of the schedule doesn't look so bad because Deshaun Watson stinks at playing a game of football. Like, you take those wins, and I heard Starkey say this yesterday. I want to steal it. It's good. Road wins early on, when you're still figuring stuff out, they're gold.
Gold.
Gold. I want to get into Austin Powers.
I love gold.
I love gold. Put it in the skin box.
Smoking a pancake,
bonging a blitz. Do either of you, Texter, either of you think this is just gamesmanship? I don't, because you could easily say Russ is our starter when healthy. We're not sure how healthy he is, and Denver's still preparing for two quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, so I think either way, Denver goes into this thinking Fields has to be the starter because Russ isn't practicing. And maybe they'll make the switch to Russ. It's not like they're not familiar with Mr. Wilson.
Right.
They had him there for the last 2 years.
Yeah, they're preparing for both. But they're probably more preparing for Fields because he's more dynamic and he could actually beat you in other ways.
Yeah.
So they're probably hoping it's Russ.
That's what I'm saying too, man.
They're hoping it's Russ.
I think that there might be this subterfuge there from the fan base. People, is that the right word? Probably not. I think that the fan base, I just wanted to say it. I think the fan base might think Russ isn't as hurt as they're making it seem. I don't believe that. I think he is hurt to the point where they don't think he can move, and you don't think you're going to go on the road and have as good of a shot to win with a guy who can't protect himself. I think it's pretty simple. And I think Mike Tomlin left himself the option that if Fields plays well, you keep playing Fields. If Fields doesn't play well, you just say, okay, Russ was hurt. He goes back in when he's healthy. Yep. I think Tomlin's actually playing all this really well. How mad do you think Russ is, though? Because I do think they don't think he can play. He thinks he can play. And he's used to being the guy that when he's hurt, he plays. Seattle, if he's got a calf injury in Seattle, he's playing. Last 2 years in Denver, with what they gave up to get him, with what they paid him, if he's got a calf injury, he's playing. He's used to being the franchise guy. This is the game he wants. I am a little bit worried about that. I say Tomlin's playing it well. The one area where I do think there's a level of concern is this is the game Russ Wilson wants to win, the game he's probably been looking forward to all offseason, and now at 80%, 75%, he thinks he can go, and they're saying not so fast.
I think he's more mad at the situation and how it happened than more than anything.
Blocking sled?
Yeah, I think he's more mad at that because, look, like if he thinks he could play, he is going to get rehab on that calf all season long regardless. If you really, as a player, if you really think you could play and you really want to play that bad, you don't walk in the training room and say that my calf is tight. Like, they don't know it's tight.
Man.
They're just giving you the rehab. Like, they're getting you, nursing you back to health. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good. You don't walk in there like, man, my calf is tight today. Because then it's like, oh, well, you're done. All right. Like, you don't say that if you really want to play. So that's why I don't think he's that mad. I think he's more mad at the whole situation of not feeling 100% right now.
That's really interesting. He probably, just reacting to what you said there, he has to feel pretty good about his chances of becoming the starter again when he's healthy if he's going to report that injury.
Yeah.
Like, he has to feel like, okay, he must have had some assurance, at least in his mind, from Tomlin, I'm going to self-report this injury, but I know when I'm healthy, I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. He has to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you're playing with fire, though, because you never know
which fire
can happen.
Yeah. With what side? Which fire are you playing with? Are you playing with, hey, if I get hurt and out for the season, my career might be over? Or am I playing with the fire of, okay, I'm going to let the young guy get all the reps and I could possibly never see the field? Like, which fire is worse?
Yeah.
That's probably why he's so frustrated.
So I guess he's betting on Fields being, okay, so Fields wins game one. You're betting on Fields is not going to be able to take this from me.
You're betting on Fields becoming Chicago Bears Fields at some point.
Yes.
And them realizing, like, oh, this is
why we picked Russ.
This is why this guy was traded.
Yeah. That's what you're banking on. Knowing if you get hurt, there's no chance. But if you report your injury, there's the chance he screws it up. Doran, I say this, my friend, you are all over it today.
Thank you.
I said that during the break. I like to think I try to figure out all the angles. I'm sitting there last night. I have the debate on mute. I'm thinking, okay, what can I, where can I go that already hasn't been touched upon? And I throw this, and I throw that, and then you go bang, boom, boom. I'm like, didn't think of that, didn't think of that, didn't think of that, didn't think of that. Smart guy over there, Doran Dickerson.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. I read that. I don't have a Twitter poll yet, so we'll come up with one. But coming up next, we'll get back into the quarterback stuff at 7 o'clock. In that blocking slide, we need to talk more about that. This is a big story that has been under-discussed, I think, here in Pittsburgh. We'll do that at 7, but Mike Tomlin with another newsy element coming out of the press conference yesterday that I didn't hear anybody talk about. And I want to run it by the smarty pants over there when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, just how mad should Russell Wilson be about the whole blocking slit incident? I remind everybody, Doran, that 93.7 The Fan is at Minio's in Allison Park on Thursday. Is that tomorrow? Yes. From 6 o'clock until 7 for the Alandon Roberts Show. Alandon will be live talking black and gold football and whatever else is on the linebacker's mind, presented by Jim Shorkey Chevrolet. I think Jeff's hosting that.
Really? I was going to ask you. I didn't know who it was.
I have heard Alandon Roberts is a good talker.
Nice.
So I'm excited for that.
Cool.
And he is a guy that I would put on the short list of Steelers that I would not like to mess with.
You probably wouldn't like to mess with any of them.
I'll take on Cam Johnston now that his knee got blown out. Think I could take him now.
That's kind of weak.
Yeah, that's real weak.
As am I.
Right.
Boswell would kick my butt.
Yep.
He'd be the next best shot. Perhaps Scotty Miller, but he'd kick my butt. Yeah, there's not a single Steeler. There's not a single Steeler in the history of the football team that's ass I could kick.
No.
Not one.
No.
Nope. I've thought about that before. Like, is there anybody in NFL history whose butt I could whoop? Maybe like in 1912?
Maybe like Gary Anderson.
Oh, I'd whoop up on Gary Anderson. Mike Tomlin asked about Cam Hayward in yesterday's press conference.
I like what he brought. Played about 35 snaps, and that's moving in the direction of participation that we're comfortable with for the totality of this thing. But it was business as usual for Cam.
Did you hear that as he's going to keep building up and he's going to play a lot of snaps? Or did you hear that as that's kind of where we would like him to be?
I think he's going to build up. I think they're building up. I think they're building up a few guys. I think Ogunjobi. He talked very highly of Ogunjobi, too, of him being healthy, and I think that he's going to get more reps and, you know, have more playing time throughout the season. I think they want to build up the D linemen, and it's the slightly older guys, getting them more as the season goes on, not just throwing them into the fire.
You had an opportunity on Sunday, because you knew they were going to have to throw to get back into game, to rotate those defensive linemen. Like, when everything is on, I mean, you're going to want to rotate them no matter what, but you're rushing the passer, rotate guys, pin your ears back. Your offensive linemen are playing the entire game. They're going to get tired. Pat Freiermuth said he thought that the Atlanta Falcons offense got tired late in that game. or the Atlanta Falcons defense got tired late in the game. I'm sure the offense gets tired too whenever it's Cam Hayward. Okay, now Montrevious Adams is in and he's fresh. Okay, TJ Watt's coming. You're mixing some Herbig. Now Watt comes back and he's fresh. I don't think they want Cam Hayward to play 90% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. This is the only guaranteed year on his contract, but we saw what a difference he made on Sunday when he was healthy. The defense just wasn't the same right. in the second half of the season. When he came back, he wasn't the Cam Hayward that we're used to seeing. Texter, you could take Jeff Reed. Absolutely no chance.
No, he's psycho.
He is.
Yeah.
Have you seen his thighs?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those like internet things the kids are doing these days during on the TikTok where they'll try to like bust up watermelon with their thighs?
Yes.
He could do that.
Probably.
To my head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, your sternum. He would just crack your sternum.
Oh. Do you ever crack your sternum?
Yeah.
What is that about? It's can you do anything?
Old.
My sternum hurts all the time. I crack it 50 times a day.
Just old.
Yeah. Texter, you could beat up Robert Kraft probably. What do you think? You've been around Kraft.
Yeah, you could probably take him.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's old, like 80-something.
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
84.
Is he that old?
Maybe. I think so.
You know who I think will whoop up on me is Jerry Jones. Robert Kraft is 83.
83.
Because Jerry Jones be all hopped up on that black label.
Yep.
And he'd be like the black label. Drunk
blue
strength.
Label.
Blue label. Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah, you gotta get the right one. Yeah, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think we've reached the level of conversation where we could talk. Like, there are some owners I could probably beat up because they're elderly. Players, no chance. Coaches, no. Not a chance. Yes, Callis?
Just over here bragging about how you could take on the injured and the elderly. That's
right.
On par.
Legit. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screen. All right, coming up next, just how upset should Russell Wilson be that they had he, a quarterback, pushing a blocking sled for the physical fitness test? 412-928-9370. We'd love you to chime in on this. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.